what time it is. It's that time again. It's time to get your ass up and get you a grilled cheese sandwich. And welcome to the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And with me today, I have a very special friend of mine. Please go on and state your name for the peoples.
This is Ardella Hangs, a.k.a. the Radiant Optimist.
All right, Radiant Optimist. So the game we're going to play today, we're going to play a little bit of Martin trivia, you know, for those who are a fan of that 90s show. See, I didn't come out to the show, ended, so I'm a little late with the trivia, but then again, I watch the show like everybody else. So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about some things, and of course, I always give my guests a time to free talk. You know what? First off, I'm going to give a quick shout out to the, my little co-host who cannot be here with us today, unfortunately, Miss Mentonic. Sorry you couldn't be here today, but you know what? This episode is dedicated to you, so she can't be here. All right, we're going to jump into this thing with the first question of the Martin trivia. All right, how much money did Louise offer to Pam? Wait, how much money did Louise offer to Pam to marry him? Was it $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000?
$5,000.
$5,000. You got that round of money right there. All right, so a lot of things has been happening in the media lately, and unfortunately, my eyes cannot miss it. First topic of discussion is the whole Black Ariel situation. Now, honestly, to me, I don't care too much about some Disney movies. But again, I've never really seen all of Little Mermaid. I really don't care to see it. But my only question is, with all these live action movies they've made as Disney, no one's complaining about any of the races in it. Nobody has any complaints. But for some reason, we have a Black girl who wants to play Ariel. And again, if you can sing and you can act, why not? Or all depends on what direction the director's trying to go. I honestly don't see the problem with it. Miss Adrella, do you have any thoughts on that as well?
Well, Little Mermaid came out when I was a kid. Like, that was my era. And so, honestly, I don't see a problem with it. Honestly, I see how, you know, Disney is probably trying to be more inclusive. And, you know, with as times change, they're trying to keep up with that change. But it really doesn't matter. I think it's going to hold true to the original story. And we just need to stop getting caught up in trivial things. But I think it's gonna be the bomb. And I'm gonna be disappointed if it's not, because like, real talk, when I went to see Aladdin, I was like, look, this is one of my favorite Disney movies, they better bring it. And halfway through the movie, I was on the edge of my seat clapping like, you better do it, Will Smith. So yeah, I have high hopes for it, so I'm excited.
Yeah, see, I've never even seen the new Aladdin yet, because like, honestly, I felt kind of like disrespected how Robin Williams wasn't in it, but then they kind of like try to bring that Robin Williams energy back with Will Smith. I ain't knocking Will Smith's hustle at all. By all means, do you. But to me, like, again, I've still never seen the movie, honestly, so I can't give my thoughts on it. But from what I've heard, like, mixed emotions. Most were good, some like it was trash. But me, in general, I'ma just, you know, stay out of that one day. But like, that's for the Little Mermaid. Again, most Disney movies so far that's been like live action have really been good hits so far. The only one I've heard that really wasn't that great was Beauty and the Beast. And there was a whole bunch of complaints about that one.
Facts. Facts.
But see, with the live action Little Mermaid, it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to bring like their first live action Black princess into this. Even though Ariel is white in the cartoon, it's still, you know, good to branch out into like a new type of, you know, thing with that. So again, it's all what kind of direction they want to go with that. If they want to try to pull a Cinderella, that's okay. They can do that, because Disney can do what they want to do. Hell, they own everything else. So by all means, if it's your money, do what you want to do with it. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be fire, though. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. But, yeah, the thing is, like, everybody I've seen on Facebook so far has been bent out of shape about it. I mean, the fact that, out of all things, I'm sorry, I ain't gonna tell me this a racial thing, but all things that white people can complain about, y'all really gonna complain about this? Out of all the things that we didn't, like, try to avoid saying to y'all sometimes, like, y'all gonna complain about this? I'm like, you know what? We're going to give y'all this week and a half to complain right now. We're going to give y'all this week and a half to complain right now. But Yeah, I think honestly, shout out to Haley for getting that role.
Yes,
I know she's gonna kill it because you know her and her sister can both sing. They can't sing, they can sing.
Sing it, girl.
So I already know they're gonna do that movie justice. Everybody else to think that movie is gonna be a problem for you, then guess what? You don't have to see it, Smooth.
Smooth.
You don't have to see it, Smooth. Cool. You don't have to see it. You can just say that little $20 in your pocket right there. If your daughter wants to see it, then hell, she can go in and see it by herself. It's a PG movie anyway. But not by all means. But also, I came across this one thing a couple weeks ago. Well, last month, really. We kind of later talking about it. But anyways, it was this one thing I seen. It was an advertisement for like Reynolds Wrap. They were looking for people to travel around the world and try out ribs. Just like all over the world for a whole month, and you get paid like $10,000. Now, to anybody who likes to eat parrot, that seems like a dream job for you. I'm just saying, because like, shoot. Thing is, I found out about it like the very last day, and like, I don't even know, because I submitted it in too, because like, hell, if I'm going to get paid $10,000 just to eat, then hell, by all means, pay me for that then. So that way, I ain't got to pay to eat later on. So... So, I don't even know if my application got like, accepted, really, because like, I didn't get my email back, but then again, I don't know if it got accepted either. I don't even know when they're going to announce the people for it. It's just me, like, it's one person and a friend that can take. So, I don't even know when they're going to do that. I mean, by all means, you and your friend get a child around the world and eat ribs. Y'all get to flex about it, too. They want you to flex about it. They say, go around there and tell her, you know what, this place here has the best barbecue ribs. You know what? Shit, I might as well go and do that and take me a friend home. But like, that's not like anybody's dream job though. So like, if you yourself had like your own dream job, what would it be?
Man, you put me on the spot. Well, honestly, I don't think I have a dream job per se. I was just thinking about it today. I don't think I have a dream job. Mm-hmm. I have a dream positioning, if that makes sense. Like, I have a lot of talents and gifts. I just want to be positioned in the right place so that those can be used to their fullest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I try to think about that. But who had the flyest job to me, God rest his soul, was Anthony Bourdain. Mm. This dude got to travel the planet and eat and talk about some serious matters. Nothing brings people together better than a table full of food. Sit down, break bread, things get dealt with and solved at a table full of food. And Anthony Bourdain really, he was brilliant. And so that would be my dream job if I had to say something like that.
Sure. Like, you got a point, though, that nothing can bring people together like food. But the thing is, black people, when food get together, we don't even say nothing. It's just a whole quiet conversation. Like, we thinking about what we want to say, we're going to wait to get all this food down first. Then we're going to start talking. But then the thing is, as we get all that food in, that's when the eyes start kicking in. The itis right there. Like, you try to get that one word out, you just be on the couch like, oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
well, I'll be the one like, all right now. All right, y'all have a good one now. See you later.
Yeah, like, out of all, like, jobs I've had in the past, I still don't really know what my dream job would be, really. Well, I kind of have an idea, you know, like, but I have, like, a whole bunch of things. Trying to be, like, the jack of all trades, really. Because, like, I'm trying to have a plan in case that plan fails and another plan in case that plan fails. So like, my number one goal, this is like a two-part goal though. My number one goal, really, or a dream job is to either be an actor or be on Wild Now. That's like my all-time goal right there. And now seeing that, you know, how much more dedication I had to put into it, because see, this is why I kind of hated the way they did this. One point, a couple months ago, they were actually looking for new cast members for Wild Now. Now, they said anybody. They could have specified anybody with a following to apply for this. Because you got a whole list of dreamers that's dreamed about this that don't even got the following you talking about. Applying to this like crazy. Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. I sent about 10 emails in because I don't even know if I was sending them to the right one or not. And within a day, each email kept getting sent back, saying like it's like an invalid email or something. So everybody else keep getting the same thing. Like, yo, why am I getting set or whatever? So am I keep getting sit back? So when I actually like chatted with the producer of Wild Now, like the Instagram comments, he was saying like, once you get your following up, then we'll talk about getting you in that audition. I'm like, well, why didn't y'all just specify that in y'all ad when y'all was looking for people? Y'all done gave all these people false hopes to get on this show. And think about it. There's a lot of talented people that don't even have a following.
Exactly.
There's a lot of it. And they're getting passed up. Passed up opportunity by opportunity. But when a once-in-a-lifetime moment comes, you still get passed up for it. And that's not even fair. Honestly, I think they should have a show like this. Because there's a whole bunch of people on that show who we didn't know about at first until they got on the show. Because, like, when Wild N Out first came back on, I had no idea who Chico, Carlos, none of the other ones up there was. I knew who Emmanuel and Tim was. I already knew who they was. But as the rest of them, didn't have a clue who they were. Until some seasons got, you know, on and further, you get to see who they is. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. See, now it makes sense how you got up there. Now it makes sense. But, you know, I think they should kind of do that again. Like, give people who aren't quite there yet, give them that chance so that way they can launch on that platform and then go on to do other things.
Exactly.
So that way it can be a fair opportunity for everybody, not just for people who have a following, but people who also can have a chance. Mm-hmm. So that way, Nick Cannon, if you ever gonna listen to this, make sure you have fair opportunity for everybody, not just for people who got followings. Mm-hmm. Doggone it.
May I say something?
Sure you may.
You said something that I would love to just say real briefly. When you say, you know, I have a lot of plans, but I have a backup for a backup for a backup. If I could say anything, I would say just go. Sometimes we have backup plans because there's something in us that fears that maybe just make, if you're called to it, provisions will be made. Doors will open. You just have to do your part. I'm learning that every single day, that I can do everything in my power, and I trust the rest of God. You know, I'm like, you got to open those doors that can't be opened. And I can honestly attest, I'm seeing that in this season. When I'm saying, you know what? It may look foolish to everybody else, but I'm going to take a leap of faith.
Right.
And I'm telling you, there is a power in that. So I'll say to you and everybody listening, step out. Even if you're terrified, step out. And while now, I know you're funny, bro. You're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Your following already growing, so you got this.
Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go on to the next question of Martin.
They got it.
All right, that was the question.
Who did Pam bring on the ski trip? A, Tashim. B, Tyree. C, Tyrone. Or D, Tyrell?
I remember what Tyreek.
Nah, it was Tashim. I remember that episode.
That was funny. I thought Ned was going to be a black sister, but nah, it didn't have to be a white.
Yeah. You know,
speaking of that, it's very interesting, though, how people of like different races have different race names. Like, you would have never expect a white person to have a type of name, or you never expect a black person to have a type of name. You just used to the very common, stereotypical ones. Like, for instance, even though I'm black, I feel like I had the whitest name ever. Honestly, because a number of white people compliment me about it. So, then again, like, I've never came across a white person whose name Tyrone yet. Never. Not yet. But I hope to see one, though. Lucky, I really hope to see one. But, we're going to go ahead and answer that next question right quick.
You should hear my name. You hear people jack my name up. Ardrella Armour. I'm like, do you? Come on now. And then when I found out a Langston Hughes poem, and I'm named after that poem, people better put some respect on my name.
Put some respect on it. People, the thing is, people always got a hard time pronouncing like my last name. Like all throughout school, people just had trouble pronouncing my last name. It was just like teachers and other like students in general. Because like, okay, what would kill me is how English teachers would mispronounce my name. That would really kill me the most right there. Like, okay, if you teaching English, you can't pronounce my last name. If I fail, do not blame me. Okay,
that's when you shake your head at the teacher.
The thing is, you know a teacher can't pronounce them, and they gotta look at you while they're saying your name, like, Scober. Like, yeah, you said it right. The thing is, substitutes could get my name right versus real teachers. I'm like, you know what, it's sad. They only here for a day and a half. Y'all been here for years, y'all can't pronounce my name right.
You must have had a good substitute teacher, because substitute teachers back in the day used to tell your name up.
Oh, better yet, Some of the substitutes I had don't even call you by your name. Just call you baby.
You boy.
And like, hey. That's like, you know when they call me the point of you. Hey, you. Come here real quick. All right.
What did I do?
Well, yeah, man. All right.
Your turn.
Next question. Who was Gina's male friend who went shoe shopping with her? Was it Wallace, Warren, William, or Walter?
Oh, it's oh my goodness, and I could see this episode. There's no problem. He said, I bet you ain't got no gun. I see you. I see you. I want to say it's Wallace.
You is correct.
Yes.
You is correct. You know what? Speaking of the episode, do you think it's okay for males and females to be friends and go out and do couple-related things while they're with someone else?
Ooh, that is a very loaded question. Well, quite honestly, I see a balance in it. It's okay. That is a loaded question. That is loaded because it's very easy for an emotional affair to happen.
Right.
And those are usually the most detrimental is an emotional affair. And so I don't know. I really don't. I would say no. I would say no. That doesn't make me jealous or insecure. I just don't feel like if, let's just say my husband, for instance,
mm-hmm.
I would feel some type of way if he hanging out doing stuff with her like he would do with me.
Okay.
She doesn't have the same position as me. I'm his wife. Right. You're a friend. So there needs to be boundaries. Because like I said, emotional affairs are worse than physical.
True.
You know, so there needs to be boundaries. So
you can be that one nigga that's been plotting for years. And like, as soon as your man starts slipping up and doing all the things you're supposed to do. I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There's always been that person.
And then, like, thing is, what's funny is that when that situation actually happens, then the other person would get mad. Like, oh, so why are you doing all this with him, though? Well, you wouldn't do it with me, so I find someone else to do it with. And then you really, in that position, you really have no point of saying anything because you knew you fucked up in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. You knew you did. And you had ample opportunity, but now you kept passing that ample opportunity up.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can't be mad for whatever happens, happens, play a pimp. So...
Play a pimp.
All right, your turn on the next question.
All right. Who was the first person Martin ever kissed? Sydney Jenkins, Stacey Crawford, Angela Sanchez, or Rachel Wyatt?
Just repeat those choices one more time.
A, Sydney Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
B, Stacey Crawford. C, Angela Sanchez, or D, Rachel Wyatt?
I'm going to go with Angela Sanchez.
Nah, bruh.
Damn.
D, Rachel Wyatt.
Man, let's show you how much I watch, Martin. But yeah, man. See? Ooh. Think about it now. Think about my first kiss. Shoot. I had my first kiss at an early age. And again, I kind of like... I don't know if I would count that as a first kiss situation, but like at that time, I would count it as it. But you know, I'm gonna let situation slide right there. I'm gonna let that slide. But on the real, speaking of, you know, like relationships and stuff, note to self: be very wary of who your friends are and how long they've been friends with that person, because it will just take a couple of, you know, friendly dates to turn into something serious, and you do not want that to happen. So, with that being said, be careful and always spend time with your mate when they need it, because once you slip up, then that's it. All right, next topic of discussion is the crazy little heifer who licked the ice cream in the store with your Ebola booty tongue. Why would you do this, man? Okay, like, if she had already bought the ice cream, that would kind of make sense. I'm not even going to say fully make sense. That would kind of make sense. But then again, why would you open ice cream instantly as soon as you get... People do... All right. My only thing is... If I was the person in the grocery store that seen her do that, I would have just flicked a pea in the back of her neck just because. Like, you nasty. You just nasty. You know what? You buy that ice cream. I don't care if you're broke. If you got food stamps, you buy that ice cream. Because right? I'm not about to take this all the way to the back and say it's rotten because your dumb ass is going to sit there and put it in your tongue on it and stuff. Just so. I'm wondering what that whole situation. Was she dared to do it? Was that just something she wanted to do? Y'all hear that in the background? We got thunder over here, but we still gonna keep it going. But in your opinion, do you think that was a dare or that was intentional?
I really don't care what it was. I hope when she licked it, I hope that she was lactose intolerant, and I hope it tore her stomach up. Like, that is trifling. Like, who does that?
I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that do nasty things like that. Just like, it was that one video of that dude who was, like, in Whole Foods. You know how Whole Foods got that one section with, like, a little tiny buffet in there at the same time? But then you can go and get you some food, too. And they had the scoop in there, like, the little soup spoon. This dude went in there, got the soup spoon, drunk out of the soup spoon to put the soup spoon back in the doggone thing. I'm like, bruh, I would have to steal off you instantly. Because especially if I wanted that soup too, though. If I was craving that soup, well, I'm going to get this soup today from the, you know, take the dinner. And that's when you do that. You're like, you know what? No, you got to run me this fade outside right now. I got to fight you because they ain't going to do it. They're going to get fired. I might go to jail, but that's okay. I got to fight you, though.
Outside, bro. Put your hands up. You gonna put your hands up and put your mouth on that ladle. I'm telling you. This is nasty. I would have slapped him.
But nah, there was another one I just came across. It was this dude who went into Walmart and, like, drunk, I guess, swigged or rinsed his mouth out with a mouthwash and spit it back in the bottle and put it back on the shelf. Fam. You know what?
Like, just think about it. This gives me an attitude straight from the pits of hell. Like, I swear, like who in your right mind? Like, that's why, you know what? Since we're on this topic, I'm going to say this. The people that are doing this are not millennials. Yes, yes, yes. I finally have a platform to say this. Okay, people, I'm tired of you guys referring to this new young generation as millennials. They are not millennials. The true millennials are the 80s babies, 90s kids. We're the true millennials. This new generation,
y'all just some dumbasses.
Boy, they empty. That's what country people say. They empty. They do stuff without thinking. I will take full responsibility and say, yes, we started the whole microwave. We want things instantly. We don't want to work. We feel entitled. Mm-hmm. But us 30-somethings are looking at this new generation like, are you ill in your head? Like, because they make, like, just the thought that, like, if I'd have walked around the corner and seen that girl lick that ice cream, I swear I'd have made such a fuss. I'd have turned into somebody's mama. Where is your mama?
You know what? Her mama probably would have been okay with it, though.
I'd have thrown her around and I'd have thrown her, because you know this generation real disrespectful. True. Yeah. So, yo, she'd got thrown around. Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, sadly, because it's sad that I'm a part of that generation, too, sadly. And I do dumb stuff all the time myself. But I don't do nothing that dumb to an extent. Now, and it's kind of sad how some people this generation, sadly, don't know how to do common things. Mm. Just like, now, I'm sorry, but if I ever come across an individual that asks me how to make ice, I will have to slap them instantly. I'm sorry. It'll just have to be instantly. If you ask me how to make ice, I'll have to slap you. I'm sorry.
You know, all this technological stuff, and you could be heartless and lick ice cream, but you don't know. I saw a video of this girl who did not know how to take the money into the store to pay for the gas. She was trying to feed it into the gas pump. So back to my original statement. If you can do all this technological stuff, you could be bold and heartless enough to lick some ice cream. Learn how to do regular stuff, baby.
You gonna sit there and swig mouthwash and throw it back in a damn bottle and put it back on the shelf. You need to know how a debit card works. Because, see, there was another video, I think, kind of same thing you're talking about. This one woman, it had to be in New York because it got trains in there. This woman tried to, like, pay the fare with a dollar. She just slid it across the, I'm like, all right. I don't know if you just had an off day today or you're just off in general because everybody else doing this thing kind of differently. You're the only one still stuck there. You didn't really process that little tiny information that maybe I should get a bus fare card or train fare or whatever and slide it that way. Or do like most niggas do, jump over the fence.
But no, here's my thing. Who sat there and let her do that?
Yeah, she was by herself. She had nobody to stop her. But then again, the person who was filming her could have said something. But
see what I'm saying?
He did say something, though. He did say something. She still did it her way. And as I always say, let people do them. Mm-hmm. Let people do them. Because that's not my issue. That is not my issue. Next question. Shanae went to the Love Jones Connection. Who was the host? DeAndre Simpson, Donnie Simpson, Ronnie Simpson, or Dante Simpson?
Oh my goodness. I want to say Dante Simpson. Or the last one you said?
The DeAndre Simpson, Donnie Simpson, Ronnie Simpson, and Dante Simpson.
Dante.
Sigh, smooth. That was DeAndre Simpson. Oh, okay. DeAndre Simpson. You know what? I'm curious, though. Like, if the Love Jones, if they actually show called the Love Jones Connection, not the Love Connection, would the host be black? I'm just curious. Like, you don't see many black hosts on TV, though. Not too many. Other than Steve and, I guess, some other ones that we don't know about. But it's like, so, it's like a whole bunch of other shows I like to see, like, a black host to, other than just game shows. I'm just saying. Other than just game shows. Because, like, it feels like they kind of put us on that platform because we know we're going to be funny, I guess. Ain't that white people ain't funny, too. They're also funny white people. But I guess we're going to add that flavor to the network. We're going to add that flavor to the network.
Well, come on, like, when Martin was out, its counterpart was Friends.
That is also true.
But Friends, I'm not even gonna lie to you, because Friends has had me crying. Friends is a hilarious show. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, don't sleep on it. It was literally the white counterpart of Martin. Martin was the black counterpart of Friends. Like, I'm telling you, it was...
Facts, man.
I'm telling you, brilliant writing. That's all I have to say.
It's like... I would agree on that. I've seen Friends a couple of times. Okay, I give them his credit. You know, I laughed a couple of times in y'all little program.
I laughed
a little bit. But it's kind of weird how some shows are starting to, like, swagger jack what other shows were and try to make it the same, but it's not bringing that same energy back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the new All That, for instance, I get it's still a kid network it's on, but you still have the, you know, the 90s kids that's watched that show for years.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing this new generation, I'm like, we gonna give y'all time, but y'all not bringing that same energy back. But I like how they keep throwing back the old school characters, though, in the show periodically. I like how they do that. So that way to give, like, the young generation a chance to see what we grew up on. Well, technically, I didn't grow up on that, because, again, I came out with every other night show about the end.
And,
so.
And well, I can say, being a true millennial, I can say, honestly, the 90s was the best 10 years to be a kid. Like, we had the best shows, we had the best toys, all the best movies came out in the 90s. Like,
that's a fact.
Like, I'm telling you, go to any millennial and go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They be like, yo, that's Home Alone. We know, you know what I'm saying? Right? That's Home Alone, what you mean? Like, I mean, the 90s was the best decade to be a kid. We had shows like, I'm telling you, when I used to get home from school, me and my brother had a protocol. You run in the house, you use the bathroom, kick your shoes and stuff off, you make you some oodles and noodles. You know what I'm saying? And you turn the TV on, and I'm telling you, the lineup was as such. Superhuman Cyber Squad or something like that. Then there was Big Bad Beetleborgs. Then there was Power Rangers. Now, Power Rangers was the jump, and if it ever said to be continued... I swear, it was like the world came to an end. It was like, he fall, see, fall. Like, no. And that'd be the day your bus get home late, so you miss it. And then after Power Rangers, it was, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Mm-hmm.
And then Goosebumps. I don't care what anybody say, Goosebumps still kind of give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
You know. And when that dog's eyes would glow yellow, you would, like, turn the lights on. Why y'all got it so dark in here?
It ain't like you can be a tough person watching like any kind of scary thing, and then once that one part scare you, like, you know what, it's a little dark in here. I'm gonna turn the lights on.
Yeah, why y'all got it so dark in here for?
I mean, you don't have to have it dark while you watch the movie. Now I'm just saying, like, I ain't no punk or nothing. It's just I prefer to have the lights on so I can be aware of my surroundings.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers Creepers. What's your view on that movie?
Honestly, I've never seen Jeepers Creepers from beginning to end. I've seen, like, bits and pieces of it. Jeepers Creepers would be a nigga I don't want to encounter, but I didn't really see like the whole movie itself from beginning to end. I kept seeing like bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Well, me and my brother watched that movie. That movie is creepy, but that's the one movie we say is not realistic when it comes to black folk.
True.
Come on, like, I
mean, any horror movie is not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my brother thought about that. We were like, first of all, if that was us, we would not be doing a cross country trip in a broke down car. Matter of fact, we just did a cross country from here to San Diego. We had a 2018 Honda Accord. The thing was moving. Okay. Second of all, if I see a truck run up on me, we're going to be pissed off, ready to cap. You know what I'm saying? Like, why he run up on us like that? Do you think if we saw him throw a body down a hole, we were going to go back and see what happened?
Oh, hell no.
Come on now. Me and my brother said it. We said, had that movie been about us, that movie would have been 20 minutes long.
True.
Credit to credit.
True.
Come on.
He's like, all right, I ain't going to try to knock, you know, white people things, but, you know, there's some things that y'all do that we would never do.
We just don't do.
Especially in horror situations. Just like, reason why people keep asking, you know, like, I wonder why we don't see enough black people in horror movies no more.
Because it's unrealistic.
Well, that too, and like, we're always getting killed off first, so we really don't get a chance to shine that much in the movie anyway. And like, thing is, even though we're getting killed first, it's like for the most dumbest reason, because like, we told y'all so, I had to die. I'm like, how come I warned y'all, but I gotta die?
I gotta go.
Why do I have to go? It was her dumb ass fault. Then she'd be the main one to live like the movie.
You see a straight paved road, you choose to run into the woods.
Right.
You know the car is not going to start, so why waste the head start you have on the killer to start it? Fit it in. Oh, come on. Fit it in. Start, damn you! For real, your girl already slipped.
What kills me, really, is that why is it that some people decide to balls up right at the end of the movie to try to kill the killer? Like, oh, no. Keep that same energy you had when you was running from this nigga. Now, keep that same energy.
Well, I will say the reason why you would probably get like that is because you tired of running. You're like, you know what? Is it gonna be me or you? And I don't care, kamikaze style. Going out kamikaze style.
Honestly, like the last Halloween movie that came out, the 2018 one.
I didn't see it.
It was okay because I never like seen the original Halloweens from like that point on, but I've caught like the gist of the movie. Mm-hmm. But like low key, Jamie Lee Curtis was ready for this nigga. Mm-hmm. The whole movie. Like, you know what? I'm tired. You trying to kill me for years, fam? I got you this time, yo.
She went out like a G.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think a whole lot of white people in horror movies have a whole bunch of black moments, but we don't get to show that in the movie because we get a diary first. So everybody, y'all get to take our moments that we've been trying to do the whole time. He's like, yeah, I killed you. He's like, you know what? If I was alive, I could have killed
you. That would have been me.
So. Like, no, I'm going to give you your credit this time, but just know.
I'm going to let you be great.
I'm going to let you be great this one time. All right, what's the next question?
All right, let's see. Which NBA star hosted Martin's talk show? Okay. A, Shaq. B, Michael Jordan. C, Magic Johnson. Or D, Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
All right, ding, 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 ding.
I remember the episode because I'll have to give Cole the hands myself for that episode. How you just gonna tell who can't be on my show though, yo? Who does that? Like, honestly, Cole would be that one friend you would hang around for a certain amount of time.
Take him in doses.
Yeah, doses. Because, like, you don't want him around you the whole day because that one dumb thing he'll do will piss you off all day. And so, like, you know what? I'm going to hang with you for an hour. Just to see how you do. Just for an hour. Because you know what? I'm probably that friend myself. Because also, I don't have common sense at times. I'm going to go, I ain't afraid to admit it. I don't have common sense at times. But I still do have logic sense.
Cole had his moments, though. Don't diss Cole. You remember when Gina wanted to be on the radio show? They were trying to figure out how to sabotage her? Mm-hmm. And Cole was like, don't say nothing. Yeah. She don't know nothing about running a TV radio show.
Right.
And he was like, Cole.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, whenever your dumb friend make a point, it will shock you, though. I'm like, wait a minute. You
see that? Cricket.
I'm like, how, I'm the smart one, but you said it first. Like, it's crazy, though. How, so even in shows, I like how they make how the dumbest characters have, like, the most smartest moments every season. It's not the whole season. It's once every season. Mm-hmm. And like, don't have that one little smart moment. I'm like, you know what? actually makes sense. But it didn't sound right coming from you.
Yeah. But that's like Kronk in The Emperor's New Groove.
Exactly. Yeah.
They in the making of that movie, I'm that nerd. I'm that geek that loves to watch the behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. they said that that Kronk was not slow. He wasn't dull with it. It just he was looking at everything else. So mm-hmm. she's focused on trying to get this llama. He's his spinach puffs. You know what I'm saying? He could cook his ass off. You know, so he was not slow. He just was not focused on all the drama. Right, so I love how they have that one character. Cole was not slow. He just was. Well, I mean, yeah, he did do some mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I retract that statement. Cole, that character was a little dim with it.
Him and his girl both were.
So, oh, the one that swallowed the ring.
You know what? Honestly, the one part that got me with his girlfriend, like it was a ski trip episode when Gina offered and said we'd like to have a seat, and she tried to take the seat with her.
Yeah, she was a little dim with it too. Bless her little pea picking heart. Mm-hmm. You hear that in the South? You know we really are saying you are an idiot. Now, if you say "bless your heart," you mean it. Bless your pee-picking heart. That's
You know what? My mama kind of say the same thing. She said, "Bless your little heart," but she says it like in the most sarcastic way, like "bless your little heart." And like, you know what?
Mom, don't do that. Kevin Hart,
don't do that. Don't even try to feel special and slow at the same time. Don't do that,
Kevin Hart. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. What I'm trying to.
Exactly. Don't do that. Like, I could imagine if I had some kids and they had like one dumb moment, she's like, "Oh, bitch, is a little hard. Like, that ain't even cool. You know, he didn't know no better. Why you gonna say it to him like that? You know, he didn't know no better."
Stop it.
All What's right. Next question: which famous actor stopped by to see Shanae? Is it Will Smith, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, or Bruce Leroy?
Okay, what? Okay, my mind went to another episode. Okay, say that again.
Which famous actor stopped by to see Shanae? Will Smith, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, or Bruce Leroy?
I was just going to say Bruce Leroy. Is it Bruce Leroy?
Nah, it was Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan was on an episode of Martin?
Yeah, it was like for a brief 5 seconds, too, though. For a brief what? 5 seconds. I forgot what the episode was called, but I do remember that moment. Because he knocked on Martin's door to look for Shanae. He looked right across the hall. I was like, oh.
Oh, I didn't right. know that.
That was random, but all right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got this one little character of mine, well, one little relative of mine who likes to, I told him he'll come on the show and do this one little segment I like to call Nigga News. Basically, what Nigga News is every ignorancy news statement at its finest. So I like to go ahead and bring out my Uncle Rufus right quick. Now, note self, whatever he say, that's on him. I'm not responsible for what he says. All right. Uncle Rufus, oh, it's your time to shine, though, now, man. Like, hey, don't let me push that now. Look here. I'm Uncle Rufus. Y'all already know me by this. Y'all can go and follow me on my Instagram at Uncle Rufus OG. Y'all know what that is. Now, today is Nigga News. This little female here by the name of Belle Daphne on Instagram had a nerve to offer her bath water as a thing you can buy. Now, to me, honestly, I've heard the saying, girl, you should find out drink your bath water. I've heard that saying many times, but I never thought I'd see a day that a nigga would actually buy some bath water to drink. I never thought I'd see a day. And the fact that this shit was going up $30 a bottle. $30 a bottle, that damn water was going up. Now, honestly, in my opinion, if I'm paying nothing but for some water, I better smell some titties in there. I'm just saying. I better smell that in there. All right, that's just me. But you know what? Miss Lady, what you think about the whole situation? I can ask your opinion on it.
It's foolery. Who in the world, you know what? I'ma choose to pass on this question because who would do that? And no. My question is, who would buy it?
No, apparently there's a whole bunch of dumbass niggas out of back.
Who has money to waste, evidently.
Okay, I understand people trying to know do the internet sales, trying to you know, raise money to do what they want to do. I understand that. There are many different things you can do. But damn, this shit just tastes plain old nasty. And just by sitting in the water, it ain't even a hard bottle. It's like a little tiny cup full. Like, so you mean to tell me you gonna charge me for a little Vaseline sized cup of water? $30? $30? You know what, boy, let me go. You know what? That much, I'll go to your house and drink a bath water myself, dog. I ain't gonna buy no little tiny cups of it. That lets you know how you say the little turn that you tell how thirsty some of these little niggas is out here nowadays. The fact that you're gonna be willing to pay $30 for water that some nasty bitch have been in, you know what you done had, you know what you've been in. The fact you're gonna pay there to buy that, you're gonna pay your damn rent. That's just a damn shame right there now. See, y'all just love niggas, man. Y'all got a lot to learn now, boy. See, now back in my day, boy, I tell you, boy, I would see a little fine down like, you know what? Hey, little guy, take your bad boy, you let me now. You know what? 9 times out of 10, I might drink that boy a little bit. Might smell a little bit funky. But I was a man of my word. Now I was a man of my word right there. But you know what? I'm not going to let people do them and do their own little dumb ass foolishness. And that's my little segment there on today's nigga news. Alright, like I said, whatever he said, he is responsible for. I'm not going to co-sign on none of that. I'm not drinking nobody's bathwater, period. I don't give a damn who the cleanest person on planet Earth. I'm not drinking nobody's bathwater, because that's just nasty. Matter of fact, reason why I'm not doing that is because there is this one episode of this show I've seen called Extreme Cheapskates, and this family actually shared bathwater.
See,
And I know I kind of talked about that on the last episode, but still, I'm sorry. That just disgusts me to no end. For one, why would you, see, all right, if I was one of them people's friends, I had to take a bath first. That's just straight up. I ain't taking a bath for everybody else. I'm taking a bath first. Because you ain't even going to have me sit there and get in y'all filth and the water got halfway cold. And
like, oh, see, my goodness.
Nah, everybody know, once you stay in the water for over 10 minutes, it's going to get cold. Immediately, it's going to get cold. So, knowing that you just sitting there, all your dirt ain't that ring around the tub. Oh. You're going to keep getting back and forth in it. No. That's like taking a shower in a hotel with no slides on. Oh, my God. That's nasty.
I don't care if it's the embassy. I don't care if it's like the best hotel on the face of this earth. I'm going in there with some slips on.
True. True. You can be a 5-star hotel. Hell, Will Smith can even say he liked this hotel. But you know what? Nah, fam, still take these slides though in this shower. Now, how you gonna get me with this? You know what? Nah, man. It was one time I went to this hotel. No, motel. Difference.
Big difference.
This motel. And I saw a bar of soap, a used bar of soap, on top of the shower in the corner. Now, I was trying to make sure I wasn't imagining shit, but I'm like, wait a minute. Who did... See?
Wow.
Nah. You know what? I forgot to bring my slides that day, too, but you know what? I put that towel in the floor and scooted my ass to bed and that whole damn... It took me a while to get there, but I got there eventually. I was not about to put my feet on that floor no more at that point. Not barefoot. No.
I was in Africa... doing you know, with my church at one point, and woo. So over there, the grout, you know, I know that's probably the wrong term, but the stuff that's between the tiles that keep them together, it was clay. It was red clay. And you know, people shower, they act like they don't know how to keep the water contained, so it gets all over the floor. Bruh, I would see barefoot marks in there, and I would say, Who? Ugh. Okay, see, anybody knows me, my pet peeve is I hate when I see people wear socks with flip flops. That tongue, that gives me an instant attitude. The only
why?
It just gives, because it cannot be comfortable. That cannot be comfortable. And it just And you always see people like that in CVS. At Walgreens. Where your toothpaste at, bro? Where your toothpaste at? No. But when I was in Africa, that was the only time I broke that. I was like, you know what? Ain't nobody gonna know but me and God. I was there with my tongs between my sock toes using that bathroom. Because I wasn't catching African athlete's foot. I wasn't gonna do it. I can't do it.
I can't imagine how African athlete's foot is. You know, regular athlete's foot is bad, but African athlete's foot?
Woo!
Man, it's something to tell. You know, it's something to tell. You might just become African for a minute as a side effect. you might be just walking down the street with a like, hello, colonizer. I just had that question for you. I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't like when you talk to me like that.
Like, nah, man. Imagine you at work, you get that African athlete's foot. Yeah, like, excuse me, Mr. White Man. I will not ever take disrespect from you again. Next time you disrespect me, I will take this good foot and put it in your ass.
Wakanda forever.
Exactly. Oh, I can't imagine after the athlete's foot. Nah.
Oh.
Nah. One more thing real quick. Speaking of that show, Extreme Cheapskates, there's this one dude. Okay, tell me how you would handle the situation.
I feel like you can gross me out.
I'm going to say gross. It's kind of like an ass of a moment here. So this one dude has his house, right? Big house, nice size. and he has his roommates with him. Now, you would think all three of them together, they can afford to live there, right? Somehow, I forgot how you mentioned it, but somehow this dude got to live in this house for free. Nothing. He's not getting charged nothing. Just living there for free. But he has his friends paying rent. So, my question is, how long did you let that go on? And plus, why would you say your confession on live TV? Now, note to self, if your friends see this episode and they decide to jump your ass, you really cannot be mad. So, honestly, if you had a friend that did that, what would your instinct be at that point?
Okay, first of all, what kind of mind control did he have over these dudes?
That is also a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who did not say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? 1, 2, 3, 4. Bruh, did you pay for the last one? Like, I'll be the one pick up on that. So I don't understand. Like, he must have kept them high or something. Like, there's no way that four of those five dudes were not aware that he wasn't paying rent. And then for him to get on national television and say that, he must have get ready to leave. He must have had another spot set up, and that was his way of saying, "Forget all y'all." You know what I'm saying? So I would go off with my friend. Mm-hmm. But
you know, at that moment, he's not even my friend no more. He had to be a nigga I got to fight. I'm just saying, he ain't my friend no more at that point. You gonna have to run me this fade for every time I done paid you rent now, and I done left here for over a year. So yeah, this is gonna be a good ass over for you.
Yeah. People do fall on hard times, I ain't gonna say. Mm-hmm. But come on now, he was just trifling.
Yeah, that was rare. Some trifling shit there.
Is your question or mine?
We both can do one more right quick. One more. I'll let you go first.
What was the total number of episodes of Martin? A-117, B-123, C-132, or D-141?
I'm gonna go 117.
132.
Damn.
No.
Damn. Alright, last question. Dragonfly Jones beat up Kenji in a fight once. Where was that? The bowling alley? Arcade? The club or pool hall?
Pool hall.
You are correct.
Silence. Silence. I ain't got no money, punk.
You know what? It's like you say he ain't got no money and then pull out a whole wad of it.
Or he counted it.
Yeah, it had a nerve to flex on him with it. I'm like, see, nah, you have to catch an instant beatdown, man. I done did all this work and I ain't got paid. And you have all this. Nah, I got to fight you for this.
I feel sorry for the dude that always be like, yo, man, I need that $20 you're going to give me, man. About to turn off my lights.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not being in a real critical situation. You had a nerve to hold out on my money. No.
Oh my All right.
God. Around this time, I like to go ahead and give the guests their time to talk about anything they have on their mind or in their hearts called free talk. So, Ms. Israella, would you like to talk about anything you have in store?
Well, really just, you know, when you were talking about, you know, stepping out and, you know, wanting to your dream. For years I've kind of just, you know, been in the background and just, you know, observed a lot of things and not really been a voice. Well, here recently I've decided to launch my social media platform, The Radiant Optimist. And the whole point of The Radiant Optimist is, for one, to kind of debunk the myth that optimists are whimsical and flighty and sugar tails and floaty ways. No. We are aware that the world is a dark place. It actually takes more strength to be an optimist to see the light versus the encroaching darkness. And so my platform is going to highlight, you know, different organizations, different causes, different artists and that are doing, using their craft to bring a difference, to make a change. And I'll be doing a podcast coming out soon, and it's going to be on that topic of optimism and what that looks like. And so I will hope you guys will tune in, but I'll also like to say one thing that's really been blessing me lately. And so it's funny that you were talking about the whole travel and eat ribs all over the world, because I'm transitioning into a vegan diet, a vegan lifestyle. And so it was just crazy. I was like, the part of me was like, ooh, that sounds good. The other part was like, And so I have, you know, for a long time, not struggled with my weight because when I put my mind to it, I've lost the weight. Mm-hmm. But now is I'm at a point where I'm like, look, I'm 33. I'll be 34 in August. I'm not getting any younger. And I really want to be able to run this race well. So I'm going to be launching my YouTube channel, The Radiant Optimist Wellness Tour. Mm-hmm. That is going to be vlogging my weight loss journey. And because I want to incorporate a whole food plant-based diet into my wellness plan, I'm going to be going to different festivals. The first one I'm trying to attend is the Black Veg Fest in Brooklyn, North Carolina. Brooklyn, New York. And it's the weekend of my birthday, which is so dope. It's, if you pay attention to trends, not that it is a trend, but if you pay attention, there has been an awakening in the Black community when it comes to health and wellness, and there have been a lot of Black people that have gone vegetarian, vegan. And so this festival is his second year, and it's going to be huge. Nipsey Hussle, I think, was a headliner there, and I'm going to be launching my first video using footage from that festival. So I'm really excited about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really want to do this and show that a regular person can do this. You know, usually it's like celebrities that are doing the whole, you know, and a lot of regular folk too, but you know, there's still a lot of people that are like, I can't do it. So I feel like if I can do it, anyone can.
Right.
So you guys be, you know, stay tuned and come along for the trip. Come along for the journey.
Alright, y'all heard it from her best. And you know, y'all feel free, whenever that podcast come out, y'all be sure to go and get on that. And also feel free to subscribe to that YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Once you get that thing up and running. I would tell y'all to subscribe to my YouTube channel, but hey, I haven't been doing shit today anyway. So but y'all can follow me on that Instagram though. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Another Black Comedian. Also, you could follow my good old Uncle Rufus. Yeah, I know y'all heard him now. Y'all can follow me on Uncle Rufus at Uncle Rufus OG on Instagram. Okay, I'll let him do that then. Anyways, y'all go ahead and follow him on his platform. Follow me on mine. Let's get my following up so Nick Cannon and now Evans can give me my props on this.
Woo-woo.
Now, so
I'll say to my followers, check this dude out. He's funny. He's amazing. And for those who don't know me, check me out. I'm the Radiant Optimist. On Twitter and on Instagram, follow me, guys. Let's be a light in the darkness. I coined my own phrase: "Light up the darkness." Dot 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 is your responsibility.
That should be a t-shirt right there.
Oh, it don't. Oh, bro, don't read my mind. Don't read my mind. I took Bob Marley, just added my part. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
All right, y'all. But y'all heard the best. Y'all know what to do. Y'all know what to do. Also, y'all feel free to follow this podcast as well.
Yes.
I'm gonna work on getting a page set up for this podcast soon. I'm not sure when yet, but I'm gonna work on it. And I'm gonna try to work on getting the camera so y'all can like kind of see the games we're playing. Or I might, you know, go live on my podcast or, you know, ever so often. But you know, y'all know what to do. And I hope y'all niggas been satisfied with y'all good cheese service. Now y'all go on and take your ass to bed. And y'all just heard another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.